to you. This here is Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from EEJournal.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I had a momentously awesome episode planned for you. But folks, the best laid plans are only that. Plans. And here at Fish Fry, when big time news breaks, we swim to it. When the EE landscape changes, we evolve. We grow gills. We start breathing and walking on land. And this week was just like that. Look, Ma, no gills. Okay. But late this week, it was announced that Cadence Design Systems is in the process of acquiring Forte. What? So I suited up in my best wetsuit, swam down the West Coast to get the goods. Okay, no, I took Southwest Air, but it's pretty close, right? You know? Yep, my guest this week is none other than Craig Cochran from Cadence. Craig and I talk about the growing adoption of high-level synthesis and how Forte plays into the Cadence system-level design flow. Longtime listeners of Fish Fry will know that I've talked about high-level synthesis quite a bit. I've had both Forte VP Brett Klein and Forte CEO Sean Dart here on Fish Fry. And if you want to check out those interviews, I've gone ahead and included links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page entitled Higher Ground. All right, without further ado, let's get to it. Thank you so much for joining me today, Craig.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, hot off the virtual presses, Cadence just announced the acquisition of Forte. So Craig, tell me more about this acquisition and why now?
Well, we think this is a very interesting and exciting space at the moment. There are a lot of companies that are now investing in high-level synthesis. The market used to be just early adopters, and a lot of them in Japan, that would buy a few licenses and look at the opportunity to primarily accelerate a DSP block or some kind of algorithmic application within an SoC. But we're now seeing the adoption of high-level synthesis by a number of large companies worldwide. These are top 10 and top 20 semiconductor and systems companies who are putting actual large deployments out to their development teams with high-level synthesis. So we think this is the right time to invest. We have already a strong position in this market with our C-to-silicon compiler. Forte has a very similar but compatible approach with different strengths, and we think that the combination of these things will benefit both our customer bases at the right time when the market is growing.
So tell me a little bit more about how Forte fits into your overall tool ecosystem here at Cadence.
High-level synthesis fits within our system and verification offering, which is focused on both hardware and software design as a system. The high-level synthesis piece of it, of course, is the implementation side, which allows you to take a design from system C, which is untimed code, typically very high level, and synthesize a very large amount of logic very productively and make trade-offs between the latency in the design and the typical PPA, power performance and area concerns that customers have.
So, Craig, let's talk a little bit more about high-level design. Now, it has been referred to as the technology of the future that will always be. But we're finding more people adopting HLS nowadays. Why do you think that's true?
I think there are a number of reasons. First of all, high-level design is addressing a bigger part of the application space. It's not just for data path design anymore. Now with System C, TLM, and the ability to do control-dominated logic, we're seeing a larger application space. At the same time, designs are getting so large that we're seeing people need more productivity, the ability to synthesize much larger blocks than you can do with RTL synthesis, and the ability to do that with a much more compact code base, which of course with a more compact code base, there's less opportunity for error insertion. And so there's a lot of advantages that come out of moving things to the higher level, plus the ability to do architectural exploration. When you're doing things at a high level, you have the ability to change the architecture, evaluate what performance impacts that has before you commit to any implementation.
All right, Craig, how about my off-the-cuff question, the Super Bowl? Now, I am a Seahawks fan, so of course I loved it. What did you think about this year's scrimmage against the Denver Broncos?
Well, I think the Super Bowl was actually the 49ers versus the Seahawks, because I'm not sure who showed up on Sunday to play against the Seahawks. It looked like some stoned Colorado teenagers. But no, it was not the most exciting game. Not even the commercials kept me interested. But Bruno Mars was pretty good.
Awesome. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Craig.
Thank you for having me.
Now, when I say the words hybrid memory cube, what comes to mind? Star Trek supervillain? Minecraft widget? Lego set that you really wanted for Christmas but didn't get? No, of course. I know. You know that the hybrid memory cube is a new technology that's aiming to take out DDR. And maybe you know that because the hybrid memory cube is so fast, it can be challenging to get data on and off it. Well, folks, that's where FPGAs come in. Intrigued? Want to know more? Then you should check out our most recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Accelerating System Bandwidth with FPGAs and Hybrid Memory Cube. You can watch this episode of our super popular webcast series by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, and you can just head on over to YouTube and check out the EE Journal YouTube channel. And now it's time for my EE Journal social media message. If you haven't gotten around to liking us on Facebook, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM, join our circle on Google+, and check out that YouTube channel I mentioned before. Oh yes, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also grab our Fish Frying RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, I love that stuff, send me a message at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 7th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton. And you've been fried.